local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a new week, 1 week closer to Christmas. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. I'm Joe. Austin also here with me as we get you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today to start the work week. Austin, good to see you today.
Right back at you. How you been doing?
Pretty good. Very busy weekend for me. Probably not for you, right? Well, you had the parade on Saturday, right? And that was fun.
Yeah, I had a couple of events with Cat Country on Saturday, and then Sunday was my first day off in a little bit, so yeah. I took advantage. Yeah.
A lot of football watching. I did not watch much of anything yesterday. Had our church Christmas program. So I was very busy with rehearsing and everything that goes into that. So, yeah, I was very busy this weekend. 412 here at News Radio 92.3. The text line is always open. As always, we appreciate your interaction, those traffic tips, and anything that we discuss about that you want to opine on, feel free to. 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-262-6111. Israel-centric top three stories today. Conditions deteriorating in the Gaza Strip as the Israel-Hamas war rages on. Qatari officials say the country is attempting to move forward with hostage release negotiations after there was a breakdown in talks. This comes as Israel released the names of 20 hostages held by Hamas that are believed to be dead. Over 19,000 people have been killed since the fighting started. The White House says they're concerned about reports that Israel may have misused U.S.-made white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it'll be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
That's John Kirby, National Security Council spokesman, telling reporters the administration will be asking Israeli officials questions over those allegations. He noted that the weapons have a legitimate military purpose, though some experts say it could constitute a war crime. And the Biden administration is defending their decision to veto a UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
While we support humanitarian pauses, we think a ceasefire that would allow the leadership of Hamas that plotted and planned October 7th and future attacks is one that's unacceptable.
And that is State Department Matthew Miller, who noted the administration is pushing for temporary pauses in fighting to allow for a further release of hostages and humanitarian aid to get into the Gaza Strip. Those are our top three stories. We'll get our first check this afternoon of the roads and weather before taking a look at what's happening here locally.
Thanks, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here, there are several things to report on, but nothing that's looking too crazy at the moment. For starters, Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound and even somewhat southbound, but especially north, between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Also, if you're traveling on Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some congestion building up in that area. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that's looking problematic as well. Also, on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, we've got some backups here and there. Lastly, looking over towards Pace and Milton, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got some backups developing there at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer in the chair today to keep us up to date on the weather.
Looking ahead to Tuesday and the rest of the work week, we are staying chilly. We're going to continue with low temperatures in the 30s and 40s when you wake up on Tuesday morning. Highs in the upper 50s on Tuesday afternoon with a few spots getting into the lower 60s. We should see more 60s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but still temperatures staying below normal. Keep the jacket nearby. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Right now we are at 60 degrees and tonight 38 with clear skies, more sunshine and 60 degrees for a high once again on Tuesday. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, a very Santa Rosa-centric afternoon. The Santa Rosa County Commissioners meeting for the first time in several weeks for a committee meeting to set Thursday's agenda. And when they do meet, they are likely to be the next to approve plans for the new District 1 Medical Examiner facility. Maybe not unanimous, though.
What I would have liked to do was see what we can do to help the current medical examiner facility that's there now improve. That would save us a ton of money instead of building a brand new Taj Mahal.
That from Commissioner James Calkins. The plans call for the new facility to be in Santa Rosa County on Commerce Road near Avalon Boulevard. And of course, last week, Escambia County leaders signed off on the agreement in which they, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties will split the cost of construction for the $18 million facility. Also, big news today here in Escambia County is that State Attorney Ginger Bowden-Madden confirming today that her office will be reviewing the allegations brought against Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosch regarding text messages that were sent in 2021. Madden says the office has received several inquiries, concerns, and allegations that communications between some commissioners may have been improper. She goes on to say they will review all available government communications to determine if further investigation is warranted. Also, an arrest early this morning. Pensacola woman was reportedly standing on the roadway with her 3-year-old grandchild. This at around 4 this morning. Of course, at that time, temperatures would have been very chilly. Police say that when they arrived, the child was wearing only pajamas without socks, shoes, or a jacket. And 47-year-old Rebecca Cross charged with child neglect. They confirmed that Cross is the child's grandmother, and she had been caring for the child since Friday. Also back to Santa Rosa County, an inmate at the jail reportedly tried to escape last night, but didn't get very far.
Very stupid. Every place in that jail is pretty much covered by a camera. And if you do something, we have what we call control room operators, and all they do is they sit there and open doors via, their control panel, and all they do is that and watch cameras.
So the correctional officers responded as soon as the inmate attempted to get out of the authorized area. The inmate was originally in jail on a domestic violence charge, but now faces several additional ones to the alleged attempted escape. And Friday night, it'll be one last chance for area high school football stars to suit up this season. Pensacola Sports hosting their annual All-Star Game, and it'll feature top players from Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. It's at 6:30 Friday night at Booker T. Washington High School. $10 gets you in the door for general admission, $5 for students. You can buy tickets at gofan.co and search Pensacola Sports. 4:20 right now. We'll take our first break of the afternoon, coming back with state and national headlines. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Are you missing out? Affiliated Insurance is here to help. 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield Florida Inc. BBA, Florida Blue.
Tis the season. Nutcracker season, that is. Ballet Pensacola presents the Nutcracker at the Sanger Theater December 15th through the 17th, telling the story of Clara, who, with the Nutcracker Prince, defeats the evil Mouse King. Sugar Plum Fairies host a celebration in their honor. Stunning costumes, lavish set designs, with professional dancers and over 100 local Ballet Pensacola Academy students. Experience this holiday favorite. Get your tickets early before they sell out at Ticketmaster.com or PensacolaSanger.com or call the Sanger Theater.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Breakfast with Santa benefiting the Gulf Coast Kids House at Casino Beach Bar is Saturday morning. Tickets include a breakfast buffet and goodie bag. Your kids will get a special picture with Santa. See GulfCoastKidsHouse.org for more. Don't miss the First City Lights Festival, part of Pensacola Winterfest. The historic district is lit up with more than 500,000 lights. See DowntownPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
I wish a one-horse open sleigh would come carry me away, but I've been waiting here all day, and one just hasn't come my way. Now, excuse me if I'm not being reverent, but I was hoping for a miracle to hold me, wash me.
4:23 here at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. We'll get into state and national headlines coming up. First, we'll have a check of the roads and weather, starting with our weather this afternoon. So right now, 59 degrees. We're going to have clear skies overnight tonight, dipping into the 30s, 38 or thereabouts. Sunny again tomorrow, 60. And we're going to be pretty much at 60, 62, somewhere in there every day this week, varying from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Same story overnight as well. But pretty consistently, we're going to be at around 62 for highs and right around 46, 47 for lows each night here through Friday night. And taking a look just kind of further down the road, looks like a slight chance of rain kind of returning to the forecast for the weekend. So I guess, you know, 3 weekends in a row, we're kind of just having some sunshines and partly cloudy skies, and the weekends come around, and then it's just, hey, here's all the rain that you missed out on all week long. So that's how it's going to be. 425, we'll get another check on the roads right now. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. That's a pretty common sight to see. Also, if you're traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that has gotten backed up some as well. Since our last break, we've got a lot of congestion that has built up on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Beyond that, if you're looking at if you're on Gulf Breeze Parkway heading towards Tiger Point, expect some issues there. We're also seeing just kind of spurts of congestion on Olive Road. In Santa Rosa County, Pace and Milton, more specifically, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, there is still a lot of traffic in that area at the moment. And this traffic and weather update was brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That is Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Somebody has about 6 hours and 34 minutes and 45 seconds to claim a $44 million lottery ticket that was sold in Central Florida. That happened June 14th. The customer bought a lotto ticket from a Sunoco Express in Kissimmee. It was selected in, again, June 14th. The winner has until midnight Eastern time to turn in their ticket. If it sounds like it could be you, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, and it turns out that it is you, feel free to text me so you can give me about, 12, 15% of your winnings.
Perhaps.
If I reminded you that, hey, I may have a winning ticket out there. If nobody claims it, then the money would go to the state's education fund and towards future drawings.
Okay, so it's a win-win there.
More like a lose-win, I think.
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine? Somebody out there has no idea that they have $44 million to their name, and they have literally 6 hours to do something about it. They have no idea.
Yeah, no,
and they
that,
may never
that stings.
Know.
Yeah. AAA is releasing its Christmas travel forecast for Florida. This year, they estimate that 6.6 million residents will travel 50 miles or more between December 23rd and New Year's Day. That would be more than 200,000 people compared to last year. They expect a majority of people to drive to their destinations, with December 23rd and December 28th likely being the busiest days.
New Iowa poll shows increased support for Governor Ron DeSantis, but he's still far behind Donald Trump. The Des Moines Register NBC News poll has DeSantis at 19%, while Nikki Haley is at 16%. Donald Trump, 51% support of likely caucusgoers, while nobody else tops 5%. And that in itself, that last part there is going to be key because, of course, we've got the Iowa caucus, I think is like January 14th or 15th. It's like a little over a month away. And then we talked last week about the next debate CNN's going to have, and wasn't it 10% in polling that got you onto that stage there?
I'm not sure.
I want to say that was the baseline. You had to get 10% in a poll, and of course, there's a lot of different polls, but I think it's going to be very, very difficult because, you know, Ramaswamy and Christie, up until the day of, they were not confirmed that they were going to be in this last one. So that's been bumped up to 10% now. I'm not sure if either one of those is going to get it. So we may have either Trump, DeSantis, Haley, or maybe, you know, because we're kind of now in New Year primary, it's in Iowa. Maybe that's when Trump comes into the picture. When it's three of them, I don't know. That'll be interesting to watch as well.
Yes. And a woman convicted last month of a Facebook romance scam that bilked an elderly woman, out of thousands of dollars was sentenced to 5 years today. Lisa Miller requested parole if she can repay 75-year-old Linda Burness the $60,000 she stole.
To sell her condo, get $436,000, and to decide not to give me anything. This is 3 years now. 3 years she's never given me one penny, and she's never apologized.
And there you go. The judge didn't buy it. This surprise turn in morality here.
Right.
Miller plans to appeal her conviction and sentence.
Yeah. Also, gas prices across Florida are the lowest they've been all year. AAA says the state average is currently $2.98, 15 cents lower than this time last week. About 35% of gas stations in Florida are now below $3 a gallon, and AAA says drivers should expect prices to remain low through the holidays unless oil prices suddenly start to spike. Yes, that would be the case. Hey, they're going to be low unless they're not anymore.
There you go.
I guess that's the message there. 4:30, we'll take a break. Fox News update is coming up, seeing what's happening in the world of sports. National headlines, health, business, and science still to come.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Special counsel Jack Smith is going to the Supreme Court in order to keep former President Donald Trump's trial from possibly being delayed until after the 2024 election. Fox's David Spunt in Washington with more.
Special Counsel Smith made this emergency plea to the high court, asking the justices to rule that Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution. The petition reads in part, this case presents a fundamental question at the heart of our democracy, whether a former president is absolutely immune from federal prosecution.
Trump is accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election. A New Hampshire man is facing charges that he threatened Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy responds while campaigning in the Granite State today.
Based on what we know, I'm grateful to law enforcement for responding as rapidly and as effectively as they did.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, ex-CEO Elon Musk says that the account of Alex Jones, the controversial talk show host, would be reinstated, which reverses a decision by the company's previous management. Over the weekend, Musk posted a poll on the social media site asking if Jones should be reinstated. Some 70% of respondents had voted yes. Musk said that reinstating the account would be bad for X financially, but he said that it was a matter of principles more than money. Well, here's a deal for all you donut lovers out there. Popular donut chain Krispy Kreme says that it's bringing back its Day of the Dozens. That'll take place tomorrow, December 12th. Krispy Kreme says that consumers can get a dozen of their original glazed donuts for just $1 with the purchase of another dozen at full price, or you can order 16 minis at regular price as well. The deal will be available in-store, through the drive-thru, and also can be redeemed for pickup or delivery. On Wall Street this Monday, stocks finishing a choppy session higher. The Dow up over 150, the S&P up around 18, the NASDAQ up around 30. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast, he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. It looked like Travis Kelce completed a lateral to Kadarius Toney for a touchdown, but it was nullified because Toney was offside when the play started. After the game, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid slammed the officials. Even Brittany Mahomes said the refs were the MVP of the game. All this complaining from Kansas City is comical, as the right call was made. The complaining is also ironic because just last year, the Chiefs were gifted a defensive holding call in the Super Bowl to secure another championship. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday night double feature absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love both these matchups. Green Bay, New York is a monster, side and total. Green Bay has turned their season around, winning 5 of the last 6 games, so momentum could be crucial in this matchup. While New York's defense has been trending upwards, only allowing 22.4 points per game will prove to be a key factor. Green Bay, New York, plus Tennessee, Miami, 4 big plays, John Anthony has you covered. Free unrecorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. Green Bay, New York, plus Tennessee, Miami. I love to go 5-0 with the season free. That's 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us, a gift of incomparable size that we were given and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Happy holidays.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A couple minutes past 4:35 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. So looking back at our traffic here, in Pensacola, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, expect some issues there that's been built up so far this afternoon. Also traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that is still giving us some issues as well. If you are on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, just past I-10, expect some heavy traffic at the moment that has built up very severely. Also, the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway is looking a little bit backed up as well. If you are traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway, eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've got some spurts of traffic there, some of which are rather severe. Lastly, in the Pace and Milton areas, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get into downtown Milton by coming over Blackwater River, that is still heavily backed up also.
A cold and mostly dry forecast as we go through the next couple of days. We're going to stay very chilly as we head overnight into Tuesday morning, waking up in the 30s and 40s once again, and high temperatures in the upper 50s on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday sees the return of 60s for high temperatures, but the mornings will still be cold in the 40s. Dry forecast mostly through the work week, but we do have a few small chances by the end of the week and through the weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. Cooling off, yeah, throughout the evening. Right now we're down to 59 degrees. Probably going to drop fairly quickly here over the next couple of hours. 38, the overnight low tonight. Sunshine and high of 60 once again on Tuesday. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today. Ukrainian President Zelensky is traveling to the White House tomorrow. And President Biden has invited him to a meet with senators to, quote, underscore the U.S. commitment to supporting his country. Last week, of course, Republican senators blocked support to Ukraine as they're trying to tie it to improved security at the U.S. southern border. The White House says they'll run out of funding for Ukraine if a package is not approved by Christmas.
And the president of the University of Pennsylvania is resigning after a congressional hearing about anti-Semitism on college campuses took place. The House is investigating Harvard, MIT, and UPenn after their presidents failed to explicitly call for the genocide, or excuse me, to fail to explicitly say that calling for the genocide of Jews violates their code of conduct. On Saturday, UPenn President Liz McGill announced that she would be resigning effective immediately.
You know, if the things that you can get, either get fired or forcibly removed or just voluntarily resign from,
yeah,
on the list of those things, I would think that being able to simply say yes to the question, is the genocide of Jews or
bad,
wanting that,
is that
a violation
bad
of your school's code of conduct?
Yeah.
I feel like that should be fairly easy on the scale of things that you can get punished for and resign. I'm not sure in your next job interview how that's, you know, so what happened to your last stop? Well,
I couldn't denounce genocide. I mean, that's pretty rough. Well, and the thing is, it's like, I understand if it's like, okay, if you're more on the Israel side or more on the Palestine side, it's like, I understand if you're going to have your opinions on that, but
When we're talking
about the genocide of Jews, that's not a matter of opinion. That is like objectively reprehensible, you know? So if you cannot call it reprehensible, that's concerning.
Yeah. No, yeah. With you 100% there. State of emergency declared in Tennessee after tornadoes killed at least 6 people over the weekend. Preliminary reports are that 13 tornadoes touched down across parts of the middle of the state. Dozens of injuries have been reported from area hospitals.
And Joe, you and I are both heftier folks, so maybe we will have views on this. Colorado will ban what is called fat phobia to stop employers and landlords from discriminating against those who are overweight. Lawmakers in the healthiest state in the U.S. are expected to pass legislation that stops landlords from denying rentals based on weight limits and also puts workplace accommodations for overweight employees in place. So it's the healthiest state in America?
I guess so.
What's the criteria there?
It's like the scene from The Office where Michael's trying to find somebody to date and Phyllis, or I think it was Phyllis, says like, hey, I can I have somebody. And he's like, can they
fit a
rowboat without it capsizing?
That was it.
Yeah. So, you know, if I'm filling out a job application or an apartment application, is that like the form of questioning that I'm getting in the state of Colorado up until this next legislative session? I don't know.
Who knows?
George Santos claims that he's made more money in a week on Cameo than he'd make in a year on his congressional salary.
Wow.
He'll be in federal court tomorrow for a status conference on his legal case. Of course, he's facing 23 federal counts of wire and credit card fraud, identity theft, and misuse of campaign funds. I have no way to know for sure. We're not exactly talking about the most trustworthy source on this.
Yeah, he lies a lot.
So, yeah, I'm sure he's made some for sure.
Oh, because as you said, it's meme worthy. You know, people are going to joke about that. And a lot of people have more money to burn than I guess I do.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas mother at the center of a lawsuit over the state's abortion ban has now left the state. The Center for Reproductive Rights says in a statement that Kate Cox is getting health care somewhere else. Her unborn baby was diagnosed with a fatal condition, but her doctors refused to end the pregnancy over fears of their prosecution. Last week, a court ruled in Cox's favor, but that was immediately put on hold by the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, also big one here. The special counsel prosecuting Donald Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
That's White House correspondent John Decker. He says Jack Smith is skipping a federal appeals court and going directly to the Supreme Court to determine whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed while in office. He is pushing to get the trial started on March 4th before the presidential election. We'll take a look at sports here quickly right after traffic and weather together.
All right, so looking at traffic here, we do actually have an accident report on, what road is this here? This is Mobile Highway. It is causing some minor congestion, but nothing too severe at the moment, so we will keep an eye on that. But where we are actually seeing heavy traffic at this time is on Brent Lane. If you are traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we've still got some heavy congestion there. Also, if you are near the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, that still has some minor backups, so it has seemed to lessen a bit. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, still giving us some troubles at the moment. In Santa Rosa County, if you are on Caroline Street trying to travel westbound over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we're still seeing issues there as well.
All right, and Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Looking ahead to Tuesday and the rest of the work week, we are staying chilly. We're going to continue with low temperatures in the 30s and 40s when you wake up on Tuesday morning. Highs in the upper 50s on Tuesday afternoon with a few spots getting into the lower 60s. We should see more 60s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but still temperatures staying below normal. Keep the jacket nearby. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Yeah, right now, 59 degrees, bottoming out at around 38 overnight here tonight. Got a, I don't know if it's a doubleheader, because a doubleheader implies that one's right after the other, but you have two Monday Night Football games going on at the same time tonight.
That's good enough for me.
Packers-Giants and then the Dolphins and the Titans.
Neither of those games should be competitive, I don't think.
They shouldn't be, but, yeah. You know, who knows? Also, TMZ reporting that Aaron Rodgers could be back on the field by Christmas Eve, saying that he will most likely be medically cleared to play in the Week 16 game against the Commanders. Now, whether or not he actually does play and is anybody's guess. But Jets picking up a big win against the Texans yesterday. All the football watching yesterday, what was a big takeaway that you had from Week 14?
I think, it was Week 14. Man, first of all, Vikings and Raiders, total snooze fest.
Yeah.
We already covered that my Steelers suck. What we talked about happening last week actually ended up being the case, in the NFC South. The Saints beat the horrible Panthers.
Three-way tie for first there.
And yeah, now they're tied. So people in this area that, you know, if you like the Saints or if you like the Falcons, Bucks, whatever, that is a division that is surprisingly, despite its struggles, worth the watch. But I don't know. What did you say happened in the Jets game again?
Well, I mean, the Jets held the Texans to like 10 yards of passing yesterday.
So they just shut down the Texans?
Yeah.
I think I remember that game. I couldn't remember the outcome. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Zach Wilson, because once again, you know, we were talking about this as well in previous shows. When you're talking about Zach and how he was kind of allegedly reluctant to be the QB, like to be called on again, it's like, okay, so he shows up, and now look at what we have. Aaron Rodgers, he could be back by Christmas Eve. Fingers crossed, right? It's just, I feel sorry. I feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, did okay yesterday, but, you know, he kind of goes up and down there. But, again, doubleheader on Monday Night Football. So the Packers, you would think they win, and picking up a game there in the playoff race. And of course, one game that we didn't even talk about yet, the Chiefs and the Bills.
I was about to say, what do you think about Patrick Mahomes and his outburst?
Very
there?
Very immature, out of, I don't know if out of character is the right word, I just did not like, especially when he was hugging Josh Allen after the game and he was just going on this tirade about the refs.
Yeah,
you know, and I wonder, I have the thought of Mahomes and Reed both did the same. Now, Mahomes was a little bit more bombastic, of course, on the sideline.
Throwing the helmet.
Reed afterwards. I wonder if deep down the frustration for Mahomes has nothing to do with the officials, but the fact that his receivers have really cost the Chiefs like three games this year, and he's kind of over it, but
it's
he
more
can't
than just
go
the
after
officials.
Them.
Yeah.
So, now, you know, it was a great play, but, I mean, and it really is weird to me how it's such a big controversial thing that, you know, wow, you know, should the officials have, dude was offsides. He was offsides. Like it wasn't even, it wasn't even close. And so, you know, I mean, good for the Bills after everything they had going on last week too. So they're staying alive there.
Found a way to keep a winning record or to regain one.
Health, business, and science notes today. This one definitely controversial. Alex Jones is back on X, aka Twitter. He most recently came under fire for saying the Sandy Hook shooting never happened. Over the weekend, Elon Musk posted a poll asking if Jones should be allowed back on. 70% voted that he should. Musk posted, "The people have spoken."
And the NOAA says that a massive dead whale washed ashore along San Diego's Mission Beach yesterday morning. The female fin whale was 52 feet long. Fin whales are the second largest whales in the world, behind only blue whales.
Also, I thought this was interesting, and in a way that it's like, yeah, you know, I think I'm good on this. Google proposing using AI to create users' life story using mobile phone data, photographs, and searches. Dubbed Project Elman, the idea would be to use language learning models to ingest search results, spot patterns in a user's photos, create a chatbot, and answer previously impossible questions. It'll be able to identify a series of moments like university years, time living in the big city, and years as a parent. It then creates a snapshot, an account of your life.
Yeah, people don't like.
I don't need that. I don't want that.
And you already hear people talking about like, oh, I'm worried about people taking my phone data. I'm worried about my photograph. Like a lot of people won't post photographs of themselves because they're nervous it's going to get taken by somebody and their identity is going to be somewhere else. It's like, so why would you encourage that? Be like, oh yeah, let's do it.
Let's
like,
just go all in on this.
No, there's going to be a lot of people not doing that.
Pop culture got Golden Globe nominees if you're into that sort of thing. As far as movies go, Barbie. Leading all films with 9. Oppenheimer has 8.
Wow.
Barbie's up for Best Picture in a Musical or Comedy. Oppenheimer is up for Best Drama. Congratulations to Zac Efron, your guy, getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He was dreamy in High School Musical, right. Joe. Mm-hmm.
4:51, final break here in hour number 1. Wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we spent quite a bit of time with our latest episode of Days of Our Milton, City Council Melodrama Theater. Despite the best efforts of the new city manager to cancel the series, we got at least one more episode out. Also, the horrendous showing of the university presidents at the hearing last week on anti-Semitism on campus, and then the mind-boggling decision by Saturday Night Live to mock the person who asked the questions, not their incompetent answers to those questions. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just before 4:55 here, so we will get our last check of the roads and weather this hour. Looking at the roads here in Pensacola, we are seeing some congestion at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. We did have an accident report on Mobile Highway, but that has seemingly not caused much issues at the moment. On Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's given us some issues as well. Also, closer to the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway, we've got some issues in that area too. Other than that, there's not a ton that's like really going crazy here in Pensacola, but in Santa Rosa County, the Pace Milton areas, we still have an issue if you're coming over Blackwater River, traveling westbound on Caroline Street and going into downtown Milton. We've still got some backups there.
All right. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer getting us caught up on our forecast.
Looking ahead to Tuesday and the rest of the work week, we are staying chilly. We're going to continue with low temperatures in the 30s and 40s when you wake up on Tuesday morning. Highs in the upper 50s on Tuesday afternoon with a few spots getting into the lower 60s. We should see more 60s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but still temperatures staying below normal. Keep the jacket nearby. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Right now, 59 degrees, 38 the overnight low tonight. 4:56, taking a look at some of our wacky stories. So I heard about this over the weekend. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then there at the same time, there's like kind of opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to prodigies. All right.
Okay.
So in California, I saw this one. I think it was yesterday, maybe Saturday. A 17-year-old boy just became the youngest to pass the California bar.
Okay.
Peter Park is his name. He started high school at 13 and at the same time enrolled in a four-year program at Northwestern California School of Law. He says he wants to become a prosecutor because I am driven, quote, by a moral obligation to uphold liberty, equality, and justice in society. More power to him there. Meanwhile, a former Chinese prodigy named Zhang Xiang is drawing a lot of criticism. At 16, he was a PhD candidate in applied mathematics. Just a month into his stint as a PhD student, he was pretty over school and gave his parents an ultimatum, either get him an apartment in Beijing or he quit studying.
Wow.
So his parents did that. So now he's 28 and he does nothing. Like he doesn't have a job. And he still lives in the same apartment and his parents are basically funding his existence still. He says, quote, they owe me this, and my parents imposed their dream on me, hoping that one day I would achieve what they wanted to gain in the past. His story has completely divided the Chinese internet, many critical of him, and others say he's a cautionary tale for parents pushing their kids too hard. Which side of the fence do you lean on here?
I mean, I see what they're saying. I don't think you should try to live, what is it they say, live vicariously through your kids. I don't think you should try to do that. I don't think you should force something on them quite like that. But I do think this is kind of on him as well. It's like, okay, his parents tried to meet him halfway with this whole ultimatum thing, and now he's 28 and he still doesn't have a job. It's like, you can't hold the grudge and use that to cover all of your current issues. Like, I don't know. I think sometimes you have to take some accountability for yourself, especially when you're knocking on the door 30 years old.
Yeah.
But that's just me. And just because someone says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays doesn't mean they mean it. In Birmingham, police say a 32-year-old Heather Wright walked into a jewelry store last week, told everyone, Happy Holidays, I don't want to hurt y'all, but I am, and then immediately pepper sprayed them. Thankfully, they're all okay, but Heather is not. The owner was there and pulled a gun on her and shot her in the shoulder. What in the world?
Yeah, a robbery attempt there. And I like the Southern hospitality and comfort. Like, hey, happy holidays.
Nothing personal,
here's
darling.
Why you're not going to have a happy holiday right after there. We told you about this on Friday, but two retired NYPD officers getting honored in the city of Atlanta after stopping an alleged arson attempt at the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr.
When we first pulled up, we just expected to take a picture of the house. And when somebody called us and said that it seemed like he was in distress, that's what got us motivated and moving as well.
Yes, Kenneth Dodson and his brother Axel stopped a woman from setting fire to the home and held her down until Atlanta police arrived.